chicken, so you can't tell when dinner's over around here.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, well, from the looks of things, you're going to be 8 feet 11 and weigh 900 pounds. You're welcome. Have a banana?
No, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. It's been nearly 20 minutes since you drank that last quart of milk.
It must be the ham we had for dinner tonight.
Yes, I suppose you want another cup of coffee.
No, I don't believe so, Bob. I think I'll have a cup of tea. Oh, thank you. Mike, you staying in tonight?
No, I'm going out later.
Well, are you still rushing it for that fraternity?
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll make it. Rob, it's nice to see you doing your homework instead of looking at TV for a change.
There's nothing good on right now, Dad.
Oh.
Well, supper's just over. What are you all doing back here now?
There's nothing good on.
Zink and I have been divorced, so if you're going to make any more mess around here, you'll have to clean it up yourselves.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Bob, what was in that package you got today?
What package?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot to tell you, Bob. The delivery truck drove up just as I was coming home from school this afternoon.
What did you do with the package? Where is it?
I'll get it.
I went right up to my room and just plain forgot all about it, Bub. I'm sorry.
It's all right, as long as I got here on time.
Well, what is it, Bub?
Wait till you see what it is, Bub.
Why, it sure's big. It's not even your birthday.
This is better than any old birthday. Wait till you see it. Hey. Just get a load of this.
You gonna be a bullfighter, Bub?
It's part of my lodge uniform.
I should let the boys in on the good news, Bob.
Oh, I don't want to brag.
Well, I'm sure they'd like to know that their granddad has been made a high-ranking officer in a national organization.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Brotherhood of Cavaliers made me D'Artagnan of the East Door. And tomorrow night I'm going to be installed.
Eighth highest officer in the lodge, isn't it, Bob? What do you think of your grandfather now?
Well,
I bet there are not too many fellas that have a grandfather like you have.
Well, that's just about what I was going to say.
Well, it took a little time, but I finally made it.
Jeepers, Bob, you're going to look just like Zorro.
You betcha, Chip. And wait till you get a load of my official D'Artagnan headgear. Ostrich feathers on a field of vellum. And if you want to hang around here for about an hour or so, I'll go and put on the whole outfit and show it to you.
Good.
Oh, brother. Hey, Dad. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Well, sure.
In here.
All right.
Boy, I'd sure like to go to one of Bob's lodge meeting one of these times.
Yeah, I'll bet you. Maybe you can get D'Artagnan to take you some night.
Yeah, but why does he have to pick tonight to go parading around in this ridiculous outfit?
What's so special about tonight, Mike?
Well, a couple of the guys are coming over to meet me. Let's face it, if he walks out here in that get-up, they'll think it's the changing of the guards or something.
How long have you known these fellas, Mike?
Well, since my first day at school.
Oh, matter of a few weeks, huh? And you're worried about what these fellas who you've only known for a few weeks are going to think about your granddad whom you've known all your life, huh?
Oh, come on, Dad. You know what I mean. The guys just aren't going to understand.
Well, you handle it any way you like, Mike. Just be sure and don't hurt your granddad's feelings, huh?
Sure.
I'm going up and do a little work now. When your granddad gets his uniform on, tell him to come up and show it to me, will you?
Okay. Bob in his room?
Oh, yeah. He's in there ironing that Zorro suit of his. Chip's watching.
Listen, Rob. A couple of the fellas from school are coming. Oh, my gosh. They're here. Keep Bob out of sight until we leave, huh?
No.
Oh. A drawbridge was down, so we just let ourselves in.
Greetings, Sigma Gamma Chi to be.
Won't be long now, huh, fellas?
Well, I'm all set. Shall we go? Well,
what's your hurry? We're early.
Yeah, besides, I gotta use your phone. Elsie gets positively panicky whenever she knows she's gonna have to do without me for a whole evening. Oh. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Stebbins. May I speak to Elsie, please? Oh. Okay, it wasn't too important anyway. She was taking a bath. Okay, so she got so panicky that she had to go to a movie with a girlfriend. Named George.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute, what's the rush?
I need refueling. What do you got to eat?
Yeah, man, show me that kitchen. You know, food is the one thing that can cure a broken heart.
Well, what's the matter with you guys? Didn't you eat dinner?
Well, sure, but that was almost an hour ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can stop on the way and pick up a hot dog or something, huh?
Boy, Douglas, you're not exactly the hospitable type, are you?
Well, that's not it. It's just that, well, we just don't happen to have a decent thing in the house to eat. I mean, nobody's done the shopping for this week.
Hi, Doug.
You know, that does not exactly look like K-rations.
Robbie, what are you doing here?
I'm going to London to visit the king.
It's my brother, Robbie.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. You know, kid, that looks like a pretty good piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's plenty more. Bub just baked one today. Well, anyway, Bub's still in his room, Mike.
Oh, see you later, Mike.
Boy, that's swell.
Isn't it? Yeah. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm hungry.
Well, there's an apple in the icebox.
Hey, how about if I treat both you guys to a malt, huh?
How come?
Well, because I just want to get going. I'm kind of nervous about this fraternity bit, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but that's why I gotta eat something.
Oh, come on, Doug. We'll stop and get a malt and a hot dog.
Well, that's fine.
Hi.
My good thumb, too.
Well, I told you, I just want to get going.
On guard! Sheila! Sheila! That's Arabian. It means if you find oil, remember the Pasha retains all mineral rights. Well, Mike, don't just stand there. Introduce me to these friends of yours.
Oh, Doug and Marty, that's my grandfather.
Gentlemen. Now, boys, I want to give you a sort of a little dress rehearsal of what's going to happen to me tomorrow night. We march around the lodge hall, and while marching, we sing the lodge song thusly. We are the musketeers, we are the men, through blood and sweat and tears. We are one, son of a gun, we're one. Istor, I vow to protect thee with my life. Victoria, excelsior! We are the musketeers, we are the cavaliers, through blood and sweat and tears. We are one, son of a gun, we are one, son of a gun, we are one, we are one, son of a gun, we are one, we are one.
Rob?
Yeah?
What was Bub doing when you came upstairs?
He was in his room. I guess he was getting ready to go to his lodge meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's the matter?
I got to meet those guys at the front door. They're not going to see Bub in his Superman outfit again.
How come they have to come over here to meet you?
I'm the one with the car.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing home? I want to get going.
Selah, Selah. That's Arabian. It means, don't flip your burnous.
Well, look, I'll be right over and pick you guys up.
Oh, no, that's okay. We'll be right there. Tell me, it's okay if I bring Alan, Frank, and Philly, isn't it?
You know, I mean, they've never seen a real-life D'Artagnan before.
Okay now, Chip, you bamboos off to bed, and tomorrow I'll tell you all about my big night.
I thought you were supposed to keep everything a secret.
Well, I am, but I got a hunch I'm going to be so excited I won't be able to keep my big mouth shut. Now I got to call up old Max and Smitty. They promised to pick me up here tonight, and I want to make sure they're not going to be late. Here, take this up with you.
Okay, have a nice time.
I'm going to try it. Thanks.
Okay, so long. We'll see you a little later. No, I'll pick you up.
Don't you think you guys are pushing this thing a little too far? I mean, what's so great about seeing an old man parade around in a Halloween suit and Yankee Doodle hat?
Well, sure. Hey, you know, you ought to sell tickets.
If you think it's laughs to see my grandfather embarrass me, fine, but...
We went that route last night. Let's skip the repeat performance, huh?
Silly old fool.
Okay. Where is he?
Come on now, you guys. This whole bit's getting pretty silly, isn't it?
Oh, don't be a goofball, Douglas. On. These guys are entitled to one shot of your grandfather in a lady's hat.
Look, you guys know all about it. Now, the joke's all over, huh? Excuse me.
Shalom. We have come for D'Artagnan,
our noble leader.
William O'Casey around here?
Yeah. Oh, come in.
Bob?
Great, but let's knock it off and get out of here, will you?
It is our honor to escort you to our meeting place, O exalted knight of our brotherhood.
Yeah, but let's get going.
All cease and desist, brother. D'Artagnan must be in full plumage.
This is a glorious moment in the proud history of the Cavaliers.
Oh, cut it out, will you, Smitty? Cut it out! I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's call off the rest of the ceremony.
All hail! Excelsior!
Well, I didn't know you were all in there.
Dad, these are some of the guys from school.
Hello, fellas. Mike's grandfather's being made an officer of his lodge tonight. That was his uniform.
Yes, sir. Looks very good on him.
The feathers in the cape, that's a sort of tradition like the Carabinieri in Italy.
We understand, sir.
Well, I guess we better be going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, lots of luck. Mike... Well, I guess your friends didn't think your granddad looked so terrible, did they?
Oh, come on, Dad. They're waiting out there right now to give me the business.
Oh? Well, Mike, if you'd stick up for your granddad instead of being embarrassed and ashamed of him, maybe your friends wouldn't get such a kick out of making fun of him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Bub is never going to embarrass me like this again. Even if I have to move into the fraternity house for good. Good night, Dad.
Here, fishy.
You want to trade jobs?
No, thanks. Here, Fisher, Fishy. Boy, you wouldn't think a fraternity subject its members to ridicule like this, would you?
Fish, 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 fish.
The ridicule I don't mind. Only the nose is offended.
Fish, fish, fish.
Hey, relax, will you? So far, we're lucky. They haven't asked us to eat any of them yet. I don't know which would be worse, eating a live goldfish or a mackerel that's been dead for 6 months.
Fish.
I just wished I hadn't eaten that banana split. Helen, you're making me sick.
Douglas!
Fish!
Douglas, stand up.
Yes, sir.
Douglas, what's the matter with you? Have you decided you don't want to be a Sigma Gam?
Oh, no, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
Well?
Yes, Mr. Wilson. I'm sorry.
Fish! Yeah, fish! Fish! Oh, fish! 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 Oh, fish! Fish! Fish!
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Mike. Well, how did your evening go?
Oh, fine. It was one of those open-air things, you know.
Bob isn't home from his meeting yet.
No.
By the way, did you catch anything?
What do you mean?
You know, I thought I knew all the good fishing spots around here, but I didn't know it was any good in front of Miller's drugstore. But a college man like yourself wouldn't be sitting there just to make himself look ridiculous, would he?
Hey, how'd you find out about that?
I ran out of pipe tobacco. So I walked downtown to get some. I saw you.
Well, it was part of our hazing.
You must want to get into that fraternity pretty badly, Mike.
Well, sure I do. You know that.
I just thought when you found out you had to do ridiculous things like you did tonight, you might have changed your mind.
No. Well, it was kind of embarrassing for a while, but well, we had some good laughs. Besides, it's not as bad as it seems when you're not the only one who's doing ridiculous things.
I want to tell you, Mike, I got away from there as fast as I could.
Why?
Well, you can imagine how I felt. Seeing my oldest son sitting there on a curb with a simple Simon outfit fishing in the gutter. What if some of my friends had come along? Or some of my business associates? You of all people can understand how I must have felt.
Yeah, but, Dad, it was part of a... Oh, there's a message there.
Yeah. There's a message there.
Yeah, well, it isn't the same thing. I was being initiated. Bub was parading around here. Well, it is the same thing, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I thought I'd stay up and see how everything went with Bub, but I don't think I'm going to make it. You better get to bed, too.
Here. Well, Dad, I'm not very tired. I guess I'll stay up for a while.
Fine. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Dad. Waiting up for you.
Oh, I see you figured I might get arrested running through the streets in this outfit, huh?
Well, if they didn't arrest me doing what I was doing tonight, then you don't have to worry.
Well, what were you doing?
I was fishing in front of Miller's drugstore. It was... part of my initiation for the fraternity. You should have seen me. I had tails on and tights and tennis shoes and a tall hat with plumes. I'm glad you didn't see me. You'd have been embarrassed.
The important thing is, did you have any fun?
Sure did. Did you?
Oh, I sure did. I'll tell you what we do. Suppose we go and fortify ourselves with a good slug of milk. And then we can get ready for our next soiree.
Okay.
Good.
Say, what was that song your lodge brothers were singing? Musketeers?
We are the musketeers. We are the cavaliers. Through blood and sweat and tears. We are the one son of a gun.
Okay, so every episode this weekend was selected as among the very best by fans, but which ones were the most popular? Which episodes were the top picks? Be here tonight starting at 8 Eastern for the very best episodes as TV Land's Fandemonium Weekend rolls on. ¶¶